Talk to the Bills. I have lots of conversations with the Bills, but nobody likes to talk to them and get. And when they answer a question, they don't like their answer, so they don't like to report it.
Poling Cars was asked about how a new football stadium downtown would impact a future convention center, but didn't want to talk about that possibility. The Bills' lease with Erie County currently expires in 2023. Last fall, the team hired a consultant to identify possible sites for a new stadium and if public money would be involved. Poling Cars released a statement in response saying, "I look forward to continuing to serve in the role as a chief negotiator for the county during these discussions." This past January, the Bills then sent out surveys to fans asking, "Where do you think the best location would be if the Bills were to build a new stadium?" One of the options was downtown. But when it comes to downtown, Poling Cars says they don't have a lot of land options.
I think you all know this, the history of this community. If we go in there and we say we're going to knock down three blocks of buildings, it's never going to happen. I mean, we couldn't build a companion span to the Peace Bridge because of birds. We're certainly not going to do it. And I don't want to create a process that goes on and on and on so that nothing ever happens.
Erie County legislator Joseph Larigo still believes it is important to have a conversation about a future football stadium during this process.
Whether it's a conversation about combining a convention center and a stadium, or it's a conversation about putting two, you know, new huge venues in the downtown Buffalo area, we should be talking about it. I've never been a big supporter of spending taxpayer dollars on professional sports, but we should at least have the Pagulas as part of the conversation, and the county executive should be willing to talk about that publicly rather than just telling you all to go pound salt.
As of right now, Poling Cars, along with people like Patrick Kaler, who is president of Visit Buffalo Niagara, want to research how much it would cost to expand the current convention center or building a new location in the waterfront district. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.